I'm Wes with your Linux headlines on February 20th, 2020. The Document Foundation has released version 6.3.5 of LibreOffice. While the more adventurous will likely have upgraded to version 6.4 when it appeared at the end of January, the older 6.3 branch of LibreOffice continues to be worked on and likely remains the better choice for anyone valuing stability in their software. The new release includes over 80 bug and regression fixes and boasts further improvements in document compatibility with Microsoft's Office suite. Domain validating certificate authorities, like Let's Encrypt, rely on a challenge request process to verify a user's control over a domain before they issue a certificate. This process typically requires a user to create a server-side token or amend a DNS entry in order to prove their ownership. But both approaches are still vulnerable to man-in-the-middle attacks if a third party can control the route taken by the certificate authority's traffic. And it's with an eye towards border gateway protocol attacks that Let's Encrypt has decided to start sending its validation traffic from multiple cloud endpoints around the globe, making it far more unlikely that interception will be possible. The European Commission has unveiled ambitious plans that could see an EU-based challenge emerge to the dominance of the US tech industry. Seemingly not content just with pursuing antitrust investigations against many of Silicon Valley's largest players, the European Commission has now published discussion documents that it hopes will form the basis of an EU-wide technology strategy. The Commission intends to foster an environment that encourages the gathering, sharing, and processing of data among EU-based companies, as well as by the governments of member states. And while US companies won't be excluded from participating in the European market under these plans, it's believed that they may lead to the rise of significant competition, both because the native market is larger than the American one, and also because the EU intends to use public funds to subsidize its ambitions. The Commission's proposals also cover the development and deployment of AI-based technologies, such as facial recognition, and it has now opened a period of public consultation prior to pushing forward with its plans. And finally, Microsoft has announced the public preview of its advanced threat protection software for Linux. Today's news comes just before this year's RSA conference, where Microsoft plans to provide further details and also to unveil similar previews for both Android and iOS. With macOS gaining ATP support last year, Microsoft will soon be able to provide a unified endpoint security solution across all of today's major operating system platforms. That's your headlines for today. Links at linuxheadlines.show/107.